Welcome to your daily devotional, April 17th, a book of remembrance, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. This is one of the notable 3:16s of the Bible, but it is not as well known as some of the others, like John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16. But yet we find this gem of a verse on the last or next to last page of the Old Testament. In the book of Malachi, the people, especially the religious crowd, are mostly rebuked for their sham version of religion, through which they were dishonoring the living God. But there were some of the faithful remnant of God who were engaging in spiritual talk and godly meditations. Notice that the Lord listened and heard them. When you speak, the Lord listens and hears whatever it is that you say. If you speak kind, compassionate, graceful, and truthful words spoken in love, he hears and puts them in a book of remembrance. Not only are such words beneficial with regard to our human relationships now, but they also are hidden away by God to be rewarded in times to come. Conversely, God hears your foolish, nasty, unkind, and ungraceful words too. Jesus says, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." It is therefore reasonable to believe that there is a book of remembrance for those words also, specifically with regard to unbelievers. The next time you open your mouth to speak, consider if what you're about to say would be something you would still say if the Almighty God was standing within earshot. By the way, he always is within earshot. To extend the application, would you still write what you're about to write on email or social media if Jesus Christ was on copy? By the way, he is always on copy. Hopefully, you can say in good conscience that the Lord would approve and that God would be pleased to add your words to the book of remembrance that he has stored up in the heavenlies.